The city of Atlanta has been pretty successful in getting federal dollars from the Obama administration. It received $47 million for the first phase of the Atlanta streetcar, which started operating on December 31st. Now the city hopes it will succeed again. Mayor Kasim Reed has been focused on extending the streetcar line from its current last stop at Ebenezer Baptist Church to the East Side Trail near the Krog Street Market. The 1.8-mile streetcar loop would connect the popular tourist destination of Centennial Olympic Park with the transformative Beltline, a corridor which is gaining national notoriety. The extended line will cost a total of $65.4 million and will include two new streetcars, three new station stops, and a new power substation. It also will continue Atlanta's investment in its streetcar network, which today is limited at best. The city's vision is to have a 50-mile streetcar system connecting the key areas of Atlanta. But such a vision will have to be built mile by mile. Critics will argue that investing in the streetcar does little to solve our city's transportation challenges and that it costs too much for too few riders. But streetcars need to be viewed as only one part of our city's transportation ecosystem. They play a key role in providing people options to travel in the city. Streetcars contribute to a walkable city where one can easily hop on or off, experiencing our town in a most personal way. Streetcars are about a way of life. That's why there's been an investment of nearly $850 million in development along the streetcar corridor since the route was announced in 2010. And that investment shows no signs of slowing down. The federal government will announce the winner of the Tiger 7 grants in October. If Atlanta were to be a winner again, we would be able to show how the streetcar system can continue transforming a city. It's already happening. We just need more.